abuzz over what happened Christmas Day on that Northwest Delta flight into Detroit from Amsterdam, from Nigeria originally, also connecting. And obviously the terror that ensued. In Yemen, they're claiming victory, so to speak. A Yemen minister saying that they have 300 al-Qaeda militants planning attacks right now, today, and are pleased with what almost happened in Detroit. Great. So, of course, more reaction to that. Happy holidays, everybody. Kate Delaney here at the helm, along with Matt Johnson. We've got Nail the Score coming up on ATN. Can't wait to see what that game of the week is, and I'm sure he's going to disagree with whatever my choice is. You can disagree, too, but it doesn't matter about that. All that we're looking for here is, it's so simple. So simple. All you have to do is give us a jingle at 800-259-5791 in that third hour when we do the special holiday or New Year's edition of Nail the Score, because it is the final weekend of football this season. I cannot believe we've gone through an entire season, but yes, alas, we have. And so ultimately, whatever game the computer picks, you just decide who you think is going to win and what you think the final score ultimately is going to be. So 27 to 24, 20 to 19, you know, whatever. That's how we roll. And it's so, so fun. And then ultimately what will happen is next week on Sunday we'll have a drawing for the Dave Pelz Golf School. So somebody gets just an incredible prize. And the drawing is just for people who participated. So all the names, the hundreds of names, go into a hat. Somebody gets chosen. That's it. And I will literally the next day send that certificate on its merry way. So I'm excited. If nobody nails the score this season, during the season, which will carry over, by the way, to the playoffs, at least somebody will win that prize. So I think that's pretty cool. All right, a couple of other things as we hit the heads right at the top here. And I mentioned this in our last ATN show, Last America Tonight, about the snowstorms. Of course, the weather's so big. Ultimately, right, it's the biggest common denominator when you're on an elevator or let's say you're at a bar and you're trying to cozy up to someone. How do you break the ice? You talk about the weather, especially when there is weather to speak of, whether it's incredibly hot or incredibly cold. And blizzards, boy, that's just a natural, isn't it? So in Denver, the blizzards that hit the Midwest and the East hit some huge, huge numbers in Denver and parts of Colorado as well. But what's been interesting, and I didn't really think of this angle until I was at Lowe's today, and in Dallas they got some snow too, but not any kind of big accumulation. It was just pretty to watch it fall, and you see some on the grass, and it would look white across the schoolyard, but not any kind of a big amount. But places like the East Coast, and I mentioned the blizzard in the Midwest, and also in Denver and parts of Colorado, what do you do in all these states where you're just cash trapped? How do you pay for snow removal? How do you pay for that statewide, and how do the local governments pay for it? For example, Maryland State Highway Administration, you know how much they have rung up? $27 million on moving snow. And most of that was the pre-Christmas storm. Well, guess what? Their annual budget wouldn't even cover it. It's just $26 million. I mean, this is a place that's used to snow, too, right? So they're trying to make adjustments to operating budgets, scrambling to try to come up with, geez, how do we figure this out here, right? In Colorado, recently what they've had to do in some of the more rural areas, they've had to say, listen, we're going to have to let this stuff sit, you know, overnight. I know it's brutal for all of you, but we're going to have to do that. And they had to let it sit on 2,800 miles of some really sparsely traveled state highways because they could not have the overtime cost that it would entail. Basically, what you're talking about, it cost Colorado $485 to send one snowplow 1 mile down one lane of a highway. I mean, almost $5. 1 mile, one lane. So they say, we have to tighten the belt just like everybody else. Oklahoma City, they had to call in 50 employees for 3 days of holiday overtime to clear a foot of snow. They're not used to that. The bill is brutal for them because they are really strapped. They got nothing. They're ready to have bake sales and lemonade sales. So the county, I mean, they couldn't buy one of those, you know, one of those winch trucks that you need to help pull the cars off the road when they're stuck. And you saw them all over the place. Saw some shots of that. It was like a car museum of disabled vehicles, unfortunately. So, you know, what are you going to do? You're the governor. You got to look to the transportation department. You got to cut 10% of the budget, but you're not thinking you're going to have to deal with all this snow removal and stranded motorists. But, in fact, that's what they've had to do with. Now, Minneapolis, the mayor there, cut the snow removal workforce, can you imagine, where they really get it, to 80. Do you hear what I said? 80 from 134. So temporarily bringing back dozens to handle the big snowstorm that happened earlier. And, of course, the goal was to trim the snow removal budget by 17% in 2010. But, you know, how do you do that? Yeah, here's the thing. If you're a cross-country skier, boy, you'd love living in Minnesota, and especially if they can't afford to remove the snow from some of the areas. It gives you more of a chance to get out there before it gets ruined, if you know what I mean. So when we talk about the weather and complain and kvetch and commiserate together, et cetera, whatever the catastrophe happens to be, boy, snow, while it's cool to watch it fall in some areas, it is killing them to try to figure out how they're going to pay for it. Is that crazy? You think of $28 million already. That's just already for snow removal. Wow. All right, as I started off here at the top of this hour of ATN, Flight 253, the bomb attempt, of course, still really having tongues wagging across the nation and internationally as well. Obama is blaming the Northwest bombing attempt on some security breaches. And, of course, it's now starting to surface that the U.S. had multiple pieces of information about the suspect. So here we are again. Why? You know, it doesn't make any sense. If you have the information, why isn't it properly vetted out to the right people? So this 23-year-old Nigerian would-be bomber was never in that situation in the first place. Abdul Muttalib shouldn't have ever gotten as far as he got along the way. And it's obviously that they have now intercepted. They're saying they've got intelligence reports and communication intercepts that say he was being prepped for a terrorist strike by Al-Qaeda in Yemen. So they had this. They had this information. And in addition, the father of Abdul Muttalib met with the CIA at the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria. Okay, you ready for this? November 19th, the guy went to the CIA, told them his son was pretty radicalized. So they supposedly started to gather more information. They involved the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the State Department. So why did this guy slip through everybody's fingers? It makes no sense. All right, Tom Ridge speaks out on Larry King. What did he have to say about the president's reaction to the situation? Hang with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Flipping around, you know, when you flip through the dials because you get bored when you're listening to music. That's what Satellite was banking on, that you just focus on that one genre of music. Yeah, I only like pop. I only like rock. I only like alternative, and that's all you would do. Or I like blues, etc. But I think kind of backfired on them. It's all about the cars with Satellite Radio. Of course, we are live, and nationwide on the old box, the one we love, radio, AM and FM, here on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. A lot of the focus, of course, still on Abdullah Muttalib and how did he fall through the cracks, especially when in November his father was complaining to the embassy about his son, worried about what he was going to do. Turns out he was a loner, extremely religious, what looked like he was a guy who wanted to go out on a mission, and sure enough he did, only it backfired because the detonator didn't go off. If it had, you probably could have had a plane full of dead people, or certainly the majority of them would have not made it. And the bigger question is airline safety, travel concerns again, heightened awareness. Why does somebody like this get a visa in the first place? Go back to the whole visa process. And it's scary because I think it's just that easy for somebody else to pull this off. Remember, he was trained by Al-Qaeda, but he wasn't some hot rod operative. Well, that's what I'll, for lack of a better term, that's what I'll call him. He was just some kid with a dream to become a martyr. So 23, still wet behind the ears in the process, if you know what I mean. So he bungled it up. What happens to the real pros? I think the real pros can get in and obviously do some serious damage. And it just, again, points out the holes, the flaws in the system. So everybody wanted to hear what Obama was going to say. And I just mentioned to you that the president basically slammed security in general. And the reason why is because there were too many errors that I think, could be costly to the president eventually when he tries to run for that second term. I'll tell you, one of the biggest problems is Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, like a fish out of water baby. I mean, arguing that air security systems worked in the attack's aftermath, then kind of tweaking a little bit on different shows. I mean, they did not work. That's the bottom line. The guy had the stuff sewed in his underwear. He got through. He got through the visa process. No other checks. He paid cash. He was one way. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, give me a break. So it has to be released that the president stands behind Janet Napolitano and her job is secure. A preliminary review ordered by the president is due on Thursday. But here's the deal. The president did reprimand the intelligence agencies because, you know, here he is. He's relying on them, but he's scolding them publicly. And it's a pretty tense relationship already with the CIA, especially. So the failure to come up with this plot out of Yemen is focusing a lot of attention on what are the links still between the Al-Qaeda top brass and the other group of the former Guantanamo Bay detainees, which is particularly, I think, thorny for Obama since he wants to close Gitmo down. And now we see what happens. Two of the four that supposedly planned the attack that would have blown up the plane over Detroit were guys who in 2007 were released from Gitmo. You know, so they're not all singing kumbaya and loving the Western ways. Certainly not. And that's why they're terror suspects instead of the kinder, gentler word detainees. And here's what I think. It's a big, fat wake-up call. I mean, honestly. As always, you can throw in your two on this or any of the other things that are flying around. 800-259-5791. As for Tom Ridge, I thought he was excellent on Larry King. It was just interesting to hear his point of view. Not that I thought he was great when he was the guy at the helm, but he was the former Homeland Security Director who now can sit back and point fingers. It's always easy to be the backseat driver, isn't it? But Tom Ridge, he talked first about Obama and whether or not he agrees with what the president's saying as far as the security and how things are being handled in this country.
Well, I think he's spot on with regard to beefing up security protocols and the watch list. I think one of the more interesting observations that folks haven't made, and I know Secretary Napolitano obviously clarified her statement today, but I can tell you as first Secretary of Homeland Security, we were only a consumer of information. We really didn't generate it. And so you can only act on those things that you know. And the question remains in my mind, what was the email or what was the communication from the Department of State, from the counselor's office to the terrorist screening center? The Department of Homeland Security doesn't run the TSC. That's the Department of Justice and the FBI. So there's a shared responsibility to keep us safe, but there's also shared accountability. And when the president says we need to take a look at the watch list, I think he's onto something. What is the mentality? What's the culture? What are we going to do to make sure that more information, particularly that kind of information that sends warning signals out, gets to the people who can act on it? Whether you're in the battlefield in Iraq or Afghanistan, or you're a screener in an airport, you need actionable information. And I'm not sure all this information was in the hands of TSA at the time.
And what about the wait period between what happened on Christmas Day and when the president finally had something to say about it? Certainly Ridge had thoughts on that as well.
Well, I think he's spot on with regard to beefing up security protocols. Well, I think those decisions, I'm going to leave that to the White House. I think he had Secretary Napolitano out there speaking, and I think she clarified that one of the statements she made yesterday. I understood it. I understood what she was talking about. I don't think any right thinking person, unless you're very, very partisan, actually believe that Secretary Napolitano thought the system worked. Obviously, it was flawed. I think what she was referring to was that after the incident occurred, there are certain procedures and protocols that you put in place that work smoothly. But obviously, when you have somebody who's on the counterterrorism, who's on a watch list, who's bought a one-way ticket, paid cash, and his father shows up at the consular office, a reputable businessman, and says, I think my son's gone radical. All these pieces, all these warning signals create a puzzle, a picture that is very threatening, and nobody did anything about it. It kind of reminds me of what happened in the Hassan case about 6-8 weeks ago, when you have different bits and pieces of information, and nobody's connecting them. There's enough there to tell you this is potentially a very dangerous situation, but nobody's communicating.
Yeah, so a guy who wanted to be a jihadist, a guy who they had information on, what we keep saying is the CIA failing to circulate the report. This is ridiculous, honestly, as to who dropped the ball on this. So outside the agency, they didn't do it. Had the information been shared, the 23-year-old Nigerian who bungled his great day in the sun to make a quick exit from the earth and onto the Virgins as he attempted to blow up a jetliner as it was landing in Detroit on December 25th. And, you know, here's the thing. He might not have been on that Northwest Airlines flight. I'll say it again. The former Nigerian banker, his father was so concerned about his son. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I don't know any of the men that I know and the pride that they take in their sons, even if they're screw-ups, I don't know any of them that would flip on their son and call law enforcement on him. This guy was that concerned that he was that radicalized and felt like he needed to do something. He went to a meeting. He had a bunch of calls with the folks at the embassy in Nigeria. No one blinked an eye. Are you kidding? So all this information on him, it was sent to the CIA in Langley, Virginia. It sat there for 5 weeks. Nobody disseminated it. See, this is it. This is what it is. The stuff isn't getting out there fast enough. So in the meantime, Abdullah Muttalib has been charged with trying to detonate explosives hidden in his underwear from that flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. Was making its final approach. And as a result of this, there are some politicians that are saying, whoa, 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 whoa. About 45 of the more than 90 Yemeni prisoners that are still at Gitmo are cleared for release. They'd probably be sent home if it wasn't for their nationalities. So now you got some people saying, if it doesn't improve, we might have to move them to Thompson, Illinois. Stay with us.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Bites the dust as we continue to roll through the last couple of days here of 2009. A scary story that's circulating that I think a lot of you probably aren't catching, but we'll share it with you here on ATN for a second as we move away from Abdullah Muttalib and some of the information now that hasn't been shared. But information being shared on television programs, some of them junk, some of them terrific, etc., depending on your taste, has happened for, what, 60 years. TV stations have broadcast their local newscasts, sports, entertainment, for free, basically. And the commercials paid for the programs, paid for the talent on those shows, let's say, in some cases. Well, check this out. Because they're having so many problems financially, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and especially the local stations that carry the programming with, you know, cable TV and the webs breaking up the audience. So the whole free TV thing, a lot of the ad dollars have blown away. And, of course, the recession, that makes it worse because when somebody's being squeezed in their small business, what they might normally pay a local television station, perhaps they're not paying anymore. So there is this conversation about new changes, changes where television won't be free. There won't be those free stations anymore. So that means higher cable bills or satellite television bills as a result, probably. And local stations will have to try to get some fees from the pay TV types like Comcast, DirecTV, for the right to show broadcast TV channels in their lineup. So that means they might even ditch free broadcast signals in the next couple of years, so they would operate kind of like not kind of, they would operate as cable channels. And that means free television, I mean, that's the best way to put it, would be gone. The thing that started in the 40s would be dead. Yeah. So I'm thinking, what are the shows? Like, you look at American Idol, 25, 30 million people. That's a lot of eyes. So does that mean that you would have to sign up for the package that included Fox? Well, what would probably happen is, you know, all the big stations, the CBS, the NBCs, the ABCs, and the Fox, what they traditionally do is they distribute shows through the local stations. They're affiliates, and they're owned by separate companies. So the networks pay affiliates to broadcast the show. So that would change. And cable TV charges. They're making the money, right? So if you have ESPN, for example, ESPN gets about $4. And that's not bad, huh? So with advertising and then the fees on top of it, ESPN isn't hurting. And that's cable, cable, cable. Everybody laughed when it was this big sports network starting up in a dreary place in Connecticut. Not one of the hot, cool places to live, but way out in Bristol, Connecticut. So ESPN, I saw a thing today that they've seen their revenue go from $6.3 billion this year from $1.8 billion about a decade ago. Wow. That's pretty darn good, right? You think people are going to stop watching sports? As somebody who loves sports, the answer is no, that's not going to happen. So for all of you listening across the country who are already sick of the fees you're going to have to pay, that you pay with cable, you could end up paying a lot more just for the normal channels that you would actually just get on the tube. That's part of the package. Matt, I don't know what you pay for your cable bill, but pretty much you're hard-pressed. You know, the packages sound so low. Well, for $49.99, but ultimately the truth is when somebody gets a bill, it's usually about at least $100, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Right. Most basic. Most like ESPN. You just want sports. You just want a few things. You always end up paying at least $100. Can you imagine now if Fox and the rest of these guys started to throw that in where if you didn't have this package, you would only have NBC? Or brutal.
I've always been waiting for the day when you can have a la carte cable so that you can pick. Because there's so many stations I have that I never watch.
Right.
And I'd like to have ones that I don't get to. So I'd like to be able to, like, pick a lineup of 50 or 60 stations that I could have for a set price and leave out all the junk that I'm not going to see.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Because right now, you're getting all the junk that you don't want to see.
Exactly, and I'm paying
for
it.
Yeah, and you're paying for it. Same way with me. Half the time, I don't really realize even what I have on my cable until I start to go through the guide part of it, and then I'm shocked. And I'll say, I had no idea I had this. I had no clue. Sometimes it was good, but a lot of times it's stuff I would never watch.
Yeah, I never watched, like, the home shopping channel.
Yeah.
Not a big TLC guy. There's nothing really on that station I watch. I mean, there's several stations that I just don't watch.
Right, and I'm the same way. And so for everybody listening, I don't care what bracket you're in, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you're going to have to shell out some more bucks. I just can feel it. Already, Rupert Murdoch, who is sitting on nothing but a hill of cash, wants to charge for the websites for Fox. Now they're talking about charging for the television area of it, and I think they'll do that.
See, but the thing is that for some reason these people never realize is that there's always a way for free content to get out there, and that's just the route people will go. And if you have to pay to get on a certain Fox website, then that just makes CNN and everyone else's website more attractive.
Right. And if I'm CNN or Huffington Post, they added sports because sports is huge. I mean, it's big whether you like sports or not. It's this combination of news and sports works well. So then what happens is, Matt's right. Okay, so then forget it. Then CNN will beef up, or Huffington Post added sports. They'll beef up. Or somebody else on the dial will add sports because it'll be to their advantage. That you're absolutely right, Matt, because we're getting nickel. This is what it is. We're a country of nickel and dimers. We're getting nickeled and dimed in everything. I don't even think you can call it nickel and dime when it comes to taxation, but with everything, everybody's upselling us. That's what it is. A nation of upselling. Doesn't that sound like a good title for a book, upsell me, baby. I mean, every day somebody tries to upsell me. I can't tell you how many times Bank of America has called me. I mean, every day. You can tell them, no, you don't want the accidental life insurance that only costs you 5 cents a day for the next 30 years or whatever. But and it's not the people on the phone's fault. That's their job. That's their gig. But it's all about the upsell. It's like if you have a credit card. Maybe you're very responsible. You have one or two credit cards. Keep them down low. And so far they haven't smashed your limit down to nothing, even though you pay everything off and whatever. So just for emergencies or just in case you have a credit card. Well, then when you get it in the mail and you have to call them up, boy, they will. It's not, you don't just hit in the number and you're signed up again and okay, geez, you're a great customer. No, they're trying to sell you everything. And by the way, you can get that studio furniture. And this is, again, what we're seeing, obviously, with TV. They have to make a living. Obviously, the local affiliates do. But you're the one who's going to pay for it, I guess all of us. So that free broadcast tube that you're getting now, kind of like those 8-track tapes are obsolete. That's going to be obsolete, too. It's going to be in the Television Broadcast Museum in Chicago and New York. And it's going to be an error that they'll talk about, and then the gate will close on it. It's just a matter of how soon does it close? Does it last a couple more years, or does it, or does it go a little bit further than that? I mean, do we still have free, quotes, free television for 6 years, or will it go away sooner? I'm thinking it's going to go away as soon as possible. So I'm saying 2 years tops. So you want to watch American Idol, keep watching as much as you can before you have to pay for it. All right, bouncing back to the story of the week, because you can't get away from this. The U.S. and Yemen are now looking at the fresh targets in that area for a retaliation strike. That's what's being discussed as the aftermath of this botched Christmas Day attack. It's obviously hush-hush because of the information, but the effort is being aimed as to try to get some kind of a strike, some kind of a retaliation. So can the targets be specifically linked to the effort is to see whether targets can be specifically linked to the airline incident and the planning and all that other sort of stuff. So everybody is crawling all over the place in Yemen, to try to uncover those that are responsible and had some kind of a role in what could have been a horrific disaster. In fact, by my count now, this is the scariest thing that's really happened in the wake of 9/11. It was oh so close by the hair, the chinny chin chin, because if his device had gone off, something would have happened, obviously. If it was a hole in the plane and a handful of people were dead, or the whole plane blew up, but either way it would have been, you could discuss that sideways and forwards and backwards. But by all accounts, this is one of the worst things, certainly, that has happened. So how many Al-Qaeda fighters are there in Yemen? How many are there crawling around with ties to the U.S., working on some kind of deals to try to hit certain targets? Some of the key leaders, have they, is there a way to kill them off with airstrikes? What's the information there? And that's a lot of the discussion, certainly. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, some more interesting odds and ends here on these final days of 2009.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? Add less than 2 cents per gallon. Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Have you made any? You know, they always have to do with the same thing. Health, weight, relationships, financial, it seems. This is what I wish for everybody listening to America tonight. Make a resolution to at some point in your day, with, especially with some of the horrible things that we're always talking about on this show and things we're concerned about coming out of the Capitol, and let's get some new representation, and should there be a third party, and wow, look what happened on Christmas Day, and these idiots had this information that the CIA, who blew it, whose desk did it sit on for 5 weeks, here we go again. Make it a resolution to, at some point in your day, take a breath and relax and enjoy the freedom that we do have here in the United States, because we have too many people who have fought in the past for it, and too many people who are fighting right now. So as much as I'm right there on that soapbox with you, and I get it, trust me, but I have an expression, it's called my hair's on fire. You know, when you're just like, wow, this is unbelievable. And I say that too much, it's unbelievable. So I think the resolution should be that at some point you take that breath and say, yeah, you know, for 2 hours I'm blocking it all out and I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I'm playing tennis, I'm taking a walk with the dog, I'm doing whatever. But hopefully you're enjoying time with the family, too, because that would be the other thing I would say would be a great resolution. The closer the families get, I think the better off. It sounds sappy, but the better off we all are, because it's that old expression, you can't take it with you. So you can amass as much money as possible, and you can have as many things as possible, but if you have no one to share them with, I don't know that it would be all that fun in the end. I'll tell you, speaking of fun, we've got some fun coming up because we have another edition of Nail the Score. Boy, I hope some people are out there listening during the holidays because this will be your chance to get in. Our computer's rolled out. It randomly picks this, the final week in the NFL, the regular season, whatever the game of the week is, and then you tell us what you think the final outcome will be and who you think will win the game. If you correctly nail the score, you win our huge prize package that includes a cell phone and movie tickets and also a lot of really cool things. I don't want to tell you everything because then it's like knowing what the present is when you know the present is that you open. But I've given you some of the things. Plus, there's gift certificates to various eateries. So you'll have fun with it if somebody's able to nail it. How about this? Speaking of nail the score, a quick sports note here. Brett Favre is among 8 Vikings in the Pro Bowl, but the Vikings, the wheels have kind of fallen off the team in the last couple of weeks, and I've seen this happen with other teams. I mean, the accolades are great, the individual accolades, and hey, go to the Pro Bowl, hang out in Hawaii, isn't that excellent? And man, Minnesota has been tremendous, and to have all those Vikings go, that's exciting. But trust me, all of them would turn that honor in just to be there February 7th in Miami to be playing in the Super Bowl. I mean, hey, great to make the Pro Bowl, but everybody wants to be in the Super Bowl. And there are teams that have slid back somewhat. I mean, New Orleans. New Orleans seems like a different team. The Vikings still are there. They're still in there, hanging in there, going to be in the playoffs, etc. Had an exciting season. Boy, it was exciting in the first 6, 7, 8, 9 games. Had some incredible wins. But when you start to make that backward flip, when you start to slide back a little bit, that's when it gets scary for the fans. And I'd say in New Orleans they're worried. I'd say in Minnesota they're worried as well. And in Dallas and Philadelphia, I'm not sure because that's such a heated rivalry. It's the NFC East title on the line on Sunday. And, you know, these are two teams that have a hated rivalry, and it's been that way for a very, very long time. So these are two teams that have picked up the pace, and they were backward sliding in the beginning of the season. With Donovan McNabb, you don't know what quarterback you're getting. You don't know who you're seeing from week to week. Yeah, that's the thing with the playoffs, a different animal. And by the way, the reason of bringing that up is because through the playoffs, we still will have nailed the score. So if you didn't nail the score in the regular season and your name wasn't drawn for the Dave Pels Golf School, the Short Game School, have no fear. The playoffs are right around the corner, so we'll continue as we swing into the next year to do that. We'll continue to go through the playoffs, and then that's it, and we'll see if we have a winner this time around. We have one winner, and he turns out to be one of the technical guys from Minnesota and isn't eligible, Andrew, for any of the prizes or any of the stuff. Of course, you do have bragging rights when you get to that point, certainly. I mentioned New Year's resolutions, and I actually have gotten a couple of emails from some of you as to what my New Year's resolutions are. And I said a lot of it is financial and health and the usual suspects that you'll hear from people. You know, when they do that crazy thing on Times Square and they'll interview the half-drunk people before the ball falls down or on the Queen Mary and they'll ask them, what are your New Year's resolutions? The famous people and just the people that are there on the street. And it's always the same thing that you hear over and over and over and over again, and a lot of it has to do with the weight and the health and all that sort of stuff, or prosperity, etc. Here's what I would say on the health front. How about if we have a resolution to somehow in this country have a better FDA, where they don't rubber stamp half of the things that end up going in our mouth that we're not completely 100% sure about. For example, I saw this. Two new studies found massive shortfalls in the Food and Drug Administration's approval process, ready for this, for heart devices. So when you think of heart devices, what do you think of? Ding, ding, ding. A pacemaker. How about the stents? Ever met anybody that had a stent put in? Oh, yeah, I had a couple put in. You know, you'll talk to people and they'll tell you about that. So clearly the FDA is not is either spread too thin or somebody's dropping the ball somewhere. Because how are they missing? They're missing some important information, and safety targets weren't spelled out in the research that was submitted. And also, patient information was missing. That's not good. But the FDA okays it without the key info? Let's see. Patient information is missing. The safety targets of use, we don't know. Just let it go. No problem. So they're saying that these stents and these pacemakers, that they lack standards that most scientists expect, but they still got the blessing, and it was based on research done outside of the United States, by the way, in small groups of patients. Not good. And I guess what's happening is our national chief watchdog is not in the game, especially when it comes to approving products from stuff like wrinkle fillers to artificial knees to heart devices, all that kind of stuff. They're not up to snuff. And to me, that's incredibly scary when I think of the things that go into people's bodies. So the scrutiny needs to get better there. They need to make a resolution to do their homework, to hire more people, to comb through and do more testing. I mean, we started off 2009 with Congress saying the FDA should take some kind of an immediate step to make sure the riskiest devices are approved through only stringent processes. But apparently, you know, that didn't happen. In fact, one of the things that they approved, the heart and blood vessel stuff, the stuff that they were using on people, the stents for one, were accounted for $76.7 billion in 2008. But then they show with these other patients that there was too much missing information. Some of them had heart disease or diabetes, and it would be incredibly dangerous for them. Wow. I just don't even want to know. Is there that saying about ignorance is bliss?
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?